morning, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
And Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast regional social worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in.
So, Shucking Oysters. What the what? How did we come up with this and why? Honestly, this was intended to be something portable, easily digestible, and applicable for all of our veterinary associates, regardless of the seat that you're in. We want this to be hopefully something that you can take with you into your work life, maybe even to your personal lives, but it's useful. And perhaps it also just gives you a few moments where you give yourself permission to be quiet, to listen, and that in and of itself restores you a little bit. So the pearls of wisdom we bring you are like little nourishing nuggets for your brain, for your spirit. And today we're going to start the conversation with a very fundamental layer of self-compassion. So Diana, why don't you take us through a little bit about what we mean by self-compassion?
Yeah, so let's crack open that oyster, the first pearl, self-compassion, which is really touching on that warmth and nurturing that we can give ourselves, which we tend to so easily give to others before ourselves. So really extending the compassion you would give to a friend or a loved one and being able to turn that inward and doing that in really embracing the three different pieces of it, which would be self-kindness. So thinking about patience and care that we give ourselves and the way that we speak to ourselves, thinking about mindfulness, being non-judgmentally present in the moment and just taking it all in as it is, and thinking about embracing common humanity or the concept of community in that we're not alone, we're doing this together. And you do have others that you can rely on and be with. So being able to really just layer on the self-compassion is going to be a foundation for us in building out these podcasts and these nourishing nuggets that we're going to be able to offer you.
Excellent. And I want to make certain that we also call out that there might be sort of a knee-jerk response when you hear self-compassion, that maybe that translates into your brain as, oh, that's indulgent, or it's the same as having self-pity. Quite the opposite. With this, we are adding a tool of strength, because what you are giving yourself permission to do is to declare your worth, your value. And its value, it really comes back to the fact that you have control of one and only thing, friends, in this world, and that is you and your mindset. So what Diana and I are hoping to do is just to help encourage you to let down those barriers of resistance around this conversation a little bit, lean in with us, and take some accountability around the fact that only you can come to this conversation and only you can let in the wisdom from us, as well as letting wisdom that's already there within you bubble up to the surface. So Diana, I've got a great idea. Why don't we take a moment to play a game? And let's see, have you set up what we're going to do and go from there.
Yes, I love that. And also just acknowledging that you guys deserve this. You're worth it. So I love how Sonia's, you know, proclaiming your self-worth and recognizing you really do deserve it. So we're going to tackle what some inner dialogue may look like. We've heard a lot of this inner critic or negative self-talk that comes at us. And being able to challenge that with some calming or soothing statements, some accepting statements for the fact that you're really trying the best you can. So I will be those kind of negative thoughts, negative self-talk, negative dialogue going on. And then Sonia is going to counteract me with something that maybe would be a little bit more uplifting.
Fantastic. All right, Diana, hit it.
All right. So thinking about you know, everyone else is handling this just fine. I should be able to handle this on my own.
That is such a biggie, isn't it? That little inner voice, our self-critic that is telling us that we should. I call it a clinical case of the shoulds. And really, you're handling things the best that you can with the information that you have today and the resources that you have right here, right now. So perhaps the response to that little voice is, that's not true. I shouldn't have to do anything more than what I'm capable of doing in this moment. And in fact, I'm doing a really good job of what I'm doing. And I'm doing the best that I can with what I've got available to me. Maybe it's not perfect, but what is perfect anyway? Good one, Diana.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, if I just don't take a break and I just keep going through all of this, I'll end earlier than I would if I did take that break. So let me just go ahead and muscle through.
Ah, stoicism. Do, do, do. Stoicism for the win. No, that's not true. It's not true. And in fact, what we end up doing when we keep pushing without moments of breath, of restoration, of putting food back in our bodies and hydrating our brains, is actually we're less effective. We're less efficient. We are more prone to medical mistakes. We are more prone to miscommunications with our teammates, with clients. We're just not our best selves as humans. So the reality is we need to, regardless of how busy it is, it's going to stay busy. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't take moments. We're not talking 30, 45 minutes at a crack. We're talking moments to go ahead, breathe, take a lap around the hospital, step outside, take a breath, get some food in your body, take a moment to hydrate, move your brain into a space where it can just go ahead and process, where you can come back to the work that you were doing as a more pleasant human, as a more pleasant teammate, and as a more effective, accurate you. Nice one.
But if I take that break, right, then my team suffers. So my team really depends on me to be there the whole time too.
Oh, the guilt, the shame. So for all of us, I think, that have worked in the veterinary profession for a while, or if you are new to it, one of the things that we have a very naughty habit around is this guilting of ourselves and of each other around taking a moment to breathe or to process, or quite truthfully, to debrief around something that was really hard. So rather than that and letting these things build up to the point where we feel like we're just going to shatter, maybe we create a culture where we support one another with more vulnerability and seeing that we, in fact, are doing the best we can for ourselves and so is our teammate. So that, in fact, we encourage each other to take those breaks because we know we're all going to feel better. We're going to do better if we take those moments to breathe, replenish, et cetera. And honestly, the work is never going to go 100% away, friends. So maybe we just slow our roll enough that we are able to go ahead and do that work better.
Yes. Teamwork makes the dream work.
So we're really wanting to go ahead and just call out a number of things to you guys, that there are some coping mechanisms that are better than others. Stoicism has its place where you really have to muscle through because that's what's calling you right then and there to do. But if you don't practice other coping mechanisms, you won't know what you're capable of, and you won't know, quite truthfully, how actually skilled you could be in practicing those other types of approaches to the workflow, as well as drawing boundaries around your energy resources while you're at work, as well as putting a stop to the work at the end of your shift and giving yourself permission truly to go on with the rest of your life and give yourselves the time that you need to replenish and breathe and be with the rest of your life, right? Family, pets, friends, necessary, so, so necessary. That's such an important piece of this whole self-compassion conversation. So Diana, we also wanted to be sure in each of these moments of reflection that we bring at least one really great resource around the topic that we're discussing in today, self-compassion topic. What's on your mind? Who would you recommend?
Yeah, Sonia, I'd have to say Kristen Neff, who is really a pioneer and leader in self-compassion research. She's the one that breaks down the three tenets, and there's just a whole lot more where you can find her, you'll find more. So I would suggest looking her up.
Excellent. And that's the whole idea, is that we want to make certain that we bring you a resource in case you're curious and you want to take a little more time digging into this kind of conversation for yourself. What other resources are out there? What other lectures, readings, etc.? So get curious. If this resonated with you, take some time to reflect, respond in a way that is meaningful to you. That's the other piece around these recordings, is that they're available to be with you whenever they are helpful. Maybe you listen again at a time and a place where you're wanting to hear, what did they say? And maybe you can absorb a little better or different than you did before. So setting the stage for our next conversation. So the next time we come together, we're going to take a little more time to dig into the bucket of mindfulness. And in that conversation, we're going to tell you a little bit more about what mindfulness is, what it is not, as well as maybe demonstrating some practices that would help put it into context for us.
Well, Diana, this has been a great fundamental conversation.
Thank you so much for participating in it with me. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I think just really taking this pearl with you and practicing it until the next time we get to meet again. So being able to recognize you're doing the best you can with what you have, give yourself that grace, and knowing that we're going to come back with the next pearl of mindfulness to add a little bit more into that.
So good. Well, until next time, friends, continue rocking it out. You are absolutely amazing. You are doing the best that you can, and we are honored to be beside you and support you in whatever way we can, even if it's just through these moments of reflection together. Thank you.
Thank you. Ciao for now.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mypluepearlvet.com.